From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Monday to expand Turkey's military operations against more Kurdish strongholds in Syria after ousting Kurds from their enclave in Afrin. Erdogan said Turkish forces would target the Syrian city of Manbij, along with Ayn al-Arab, also known as Kobani, and other towns along the Turkish-Syrian border to the east of the Euphrates River. American troops, however, are stationed in Manbij as part of the effort to eradicate the Islamic State terrorist group. Turkish authorities have detained four men after they were found to have large quantities of a radioactive nuclear element in their car. The element is known as californium. It was found when a car was searched in the Ankara suburb of Persaklar on Monday during an anti-smuggling operation. Police said the four were part of a criminal gang that was planning to sell the rare material on the black market for more than $70 million. The seized material was taken to the Turkish Atomic Energy Authority for further examination. Californium is believed to be produced only in the U.S. and Russia. A Syrian government minister on Monday said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state. And South Korean prosecutors say they've requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. He is just the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. Lee denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Major U.S. and